Fire conditions in southeastern Australia are expected to worsen on Wednesday as blazes continue to rage across the state of New South Wales. Schools are being closed en masse, while many properties and even lives are still at risk. Arthur Stevens reports from Melbourne.
The warning comes as firefighters prepare to face an active 1,500-kilometre fire edge in the Blue Mountains in strong winds and soaring temperatures. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner, Shane Fitzsimmons, says Wednesday's weather conditions will be worse than initially feared. He says that means the fire danger rating across most of the Greater Sydney area, the Hunter Valley to the north and the fireground areas of the Blue Mountains to the west and Southern Highlands are going to be widespread extreme fire danger ratings. All schools across the Blue Mountains are closed and state forests in Sydney, the Greater Hunter, the Central West and the Southern Highlands will be closed because of the high fire danger. Meanwhile, the federal government says it will provide payments to people whose incomes been affected by the fires. The disaster recovery allowance will be made available to workers, farmers and sole traders. They'll be able to access 13 weeks of payments. The assistance comes on top of disaster recovery payments of $1,000 per adult and $400 per child made available to victims who've been injured or had their homes damaged or destroyed in the fires. I'm Arthur Stevens in Melbourne for Vatican Radio.